All right, well, we'll find out. Joining us right now is the agent for Kurt Warner. His name, of course, is Mark Bartlestein. He joins us here on the Gambo and Ash Show, Sports 620 KTAR. Mark and John, how you doing today?
Doing good. How are you guys?
We are doing excellent. Obviously, we're reading the news that's making the stories and making the rounds right now, and we appreciate you joining us. Maybe just get a little clarity on exactly what's going on. Kurt and his wife went up to San Francisco yesterday, met with the 49ers. Obviously, we've reported that. It seemed like the meeting went well. Tell us about what you and Kurt have talked about, you know, in the last 24 hours since they got to San Francisco.
Well, I think, you know, what Kurt's just trying to, you know, get as much information as he can. As I've said from the beginning, and Kurt has said, you know, he wants to stay in Arizona. You know, he wants to be a Cardinal. He wants to, you know, kind of complete what they started the last couple of years. But the negotiations didn't go the way that we had hoped or had thought. And so, you know, free agency started and people started calling. And you know, the 49ers had a lot of interest and they really wanted to come take a visit to make a presentation to him. And so since the deal with the Cards wasn't done, we really felt compelled to have to do that because you got to see what your choices are. And he made a visit, and it went really well, and they did a great job. But Kurt, you know, he still, in his heart, would love to stay with the Cardinals and stay with Coach Wiz and his teammates. And so, you know, we're hoping that can happen. But by the same token, I think his eyes were open to the 49ers situation that, you know, they got a heck of a thing going there also. And it could also be a great spot for him.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. I think that's Kurt's right. As a free agent, he's got the right and he's got an obligation to him and his family and, you know, to explore and see what the market is for him out there. Nothing wrong with that at all. Mark, tell me this. Did the 49ers make an offer to Kurt Warner yesterday?
We've talked conceptually numbers with them. We've actually talked about that even before he went on the trip, you know, and I don't want to get into specifics with them because that's private between us and the Niners, and we agreed to make it private. But they made it very clear how much they want to have him there.
Okay, then let's take it to the next step. The what is being reported now is that Kurt has instructed you on a 2-year, $23 million contract, 6 guaranteed in each year, plus the ability to pull back $1 million each year for Anquan Boldin if they do a restructured deal with Boldin. Is that completely accurate? Is there anything else to that contract proposal that you could tell us about?
Yeah, I mean, that's basically the story. I mean, Kurt wants to be in Arizona. I don't think you can make it any more clear than that. And I think that deal, if you look at it, you know, reflected against other quarterbacks in the league, you could see how much, you know, Kurt wants to be there. And I think if the facts came out on what the story would be with the 49ers, I think it would even more so reflect how much Kurt wants to be in Arizona. So I think the big thing for Kurt is he feels like he can play at a Pro Bowl level the next couple of years at least. He wants to feel like he's got a real 2-year commitment from the Cards, that their committee's going to be there 2 years. If he feels that, then I think he's willing to forego being among the top 4 or 5 quarterbacks in the league, even though his play certainly warrants it. It's more important for him, I think, to feel that commitment from the Cardinals. And he wants, you know, Boldin back with him in the worst way. And he wants Anquan to be happy and be a part of things, and he's willing to, if he has to help, he's willing to help. So, you know, he wants to kind of get everything back together and have the team make a run at it again. And if that can be, terrific. And if not, then, and obviously, he's got to look at his other choices, but that's his first choice.
Kurt Warner's agent, Mark Bartlestein, joins us on Sports 620 KTAR. Mark, you were quoted the other day as saying that there were some hard feelings in the negotiations between the Cardinals and Kurt Warner. Can you expand on that?
Well, I think, you know, when you go through that, it's an emotional thing for a player, you know, and you know, obviously, everybody in life, whether you're a football player or anyone, you want to feel appreciate, and you want, and you'd like your deal to get done quickly and quietly and just kind of move on, but it doesn't always happen that way. You know, listen, the Cardinals are trying to run a business, and we understand that, and they got to make decisions about what they think is in the best interest of the franchise. You know, but from Kurt's standpoint, you know, he just, you know, he really wants to be a part of it. I think he feels that his play and his leadership and the things he's done, not just on the football field, but just with the entire organization, the community, you know, that doing a 2-year deal at a reasonable number, he felt should be pretty easy to get done, you know. And listen, and you know, everyone has their own view on things, and the Cardinals are entitled to their view. And you know, I'm not
trying to get into a bashing thing here at the Cardinals, because Kurt has obviously strong feelings and wants to be there. So you certainly don't want to have a fight with someone you want to be with. But, you know, was his feelings hurt? Absolutely. I think that's part of the process of this thing. But, you know, we're trying to repair it, and he wants to be there. And if we can get it done, great. But you know, it takes two to get it done, and obviously we'll have to see what the Cardinals have to say.
Mark, you don't hear a lot of guys when they're negotiating saying, hey, by the way, I want you to take $1 million out of each year to try to keep this guy around. That just doesn't really happen in sports. And I know that Anquan is not one of your one of your players that you represent. When you went back with the Cardinals, first of all, can you just kind of give us their reaction to that? And was that a selling point for them? I mean, I know you don't want to get into, do you think they'll bring back Anquan Boldin or, you know, redo his deal, but was that something where they kind of went, oh, wow, okay, great, or did that not seem to matter much to them?
I don't know. You have to talk to the Cards about that. You know, you have to talk to them. I mean, you know, listen, I've been doing this a long time, and, you know, everybody says their clients are the greatest guys and this and that, but I can tell you, I've represented a lot of players in the NFL and the NBA. I've never quite been around a guy like Kurt Warner. His priorities are all in the right place. Like anyone else, you want to be appreciated for what you do and be compensated relative to your peers where you should be. I mean, anyone wants that in any way of life. But he's not driven by the last dollar. And what he's told me last night and today proves it. You know, he wants to kind of have one big happy family there in Arizona, wants to have all the guys back. I can tell you, I've never had a client of mine ever tell me to, you know, offer to give money back to help sign one of the other guys.
Right.
that's never happened before. But it doesn't surprise me with Kurt. But, yeah. Hopefully this thing works. You know, hopefully the Cardinals want to get this thing done as much as Kurt does. I think they do. I hope they do. And then we can move forward, and they can start putting their energy towards, you know, getting ready for next year. But we'll just have to see what happens here.
You definitely got one of the best there's ever been in the NFL. We can attest to that as well. Mark, last one for me. Has there been a timetable put on this latest offer to the Cardinals? Because I'm sure you don't want to leave other teams hanging too long. Have you said, you know, hey, we need to hear by tonight or tomorrow, or is that something that you guys didn't want to do?
Well, I think they know there's some time sensitiveness to this. And listen, the 49ers could not have been more gracious to Kurt. I mean, they rolled out the red carpet to the fullest extent and made it clear how much they want him. And in respect to them, you know, I don't want to have this thing linger on. It's not fair to do to those guys either. So they got to get on with their business, and they got to get on with building their team. So to me, it's like, hey, you know, we're at a point, to be honest with you, that I never thought we'd be at. I think Kurt has obviously, you know, made it clear what he wants to do and how he wants to go about it, and hopefully the Cardinals feel the same way, and then we'll see where we're at.
Mark, are there any other teams interested in Kurt, or are there any other visits planned?
There's teams that have called, you know, and have asked about it. Again, you know, we could have started this, we could have done that whole thing, the whole dog and pony show from the beginning of free agency, if that's the way Kurt wanted to handle it, and try to just create a bidding war, and that's not what he wants to do. You know, this is not his style. The 49ers made a really compelling argument to come listen, hear what they have to say. Mike Singletary, you know, did a great job of selling Kurt, and so he took the visit, you know, because things weren't going where it needed to go, and you got to create a fallback position for yourself because you can't get a deal done with the team you're with. I mean, you know, there's only so many places to go play. So, but again, we'll see what happens here, and then we'll have to make some decisions after that.
All right, Mark. Well, hey, we appreciate you joining us. I know it's a busy day. We hope things get worked out. I know the fans want to see Kurt Warner back in an Arizona Cardinal uniform. Seems fair. Seems like a no-brainer. Obviously, that's easier said than done sometimes in these negotiations. We wish you guys the best, and hopefully we can catch up with you and Kurt soon with some better news, okay?
Yeah, that sounds good. Appreciate it, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Mark Carlson, the agent for Kurt Warner, giving us a little bit of the lowdown. Kurt Warner's feelings were hurt, but that happens sometimes in negotiations like this. 2 years, $23 million, $12 million guaranteed, six each year. I know we're real late for a break. Let's try to get back on it. Let's try to get back to the phones at 602-230-0620. Get it done, right? There's an old comedian. Get her done. I think that comes into play right now. Get her done. Get this deal done, and let's make this thing go away, and let's work on some other facets of the Arizona Cardinals as they try to build toward another championship run.